Welcome to the Local Spotlight Show here at WJBM Studios in Jerseyville, Illinois, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I am Chris Lorton. I am your host again today. And with me, first time ever in studio, I have with me Debbie Sinclair Whitman. I throw that Sinclair in there. Everybody knows the Sinclair. I mean,
true.
Daughter of Stan and Shirley.
Yes.
So you're in therapy. You are the therapy guru, right, at JCH?
I am. What's
your official title?
I am director of therapy services at Jersey Community Hospital.
Yes.
I work for Alton Physical Therapy.
You do.
So we have the contract and have had the contract up in Jerseyville for 30 plus years.
Oh, really? So you work for Alton, but work at Jerseyville?
I do.
Ah, all right. Mm-hmm. Well, I noticed on your shirt it said Alton Physical Therapy, and I thought maybe that's an old shirt.
Nope. The shirt is Alton Physical Therapy. The badge is Jersey Community.
Okay.
So, and we are pretty fortunate. Like I said, we've had the contract up here for over 30 years.
Wow.
And I've been able to work in my own hometown. And the hospital is excellent about treating us as part of their team as well. So I almost feel like I'm a part of two employee pools with it.
Before we get into the therapy, a little background about yourself. Of course, you grew up here in Jersey.
I did.
Yes.
Graduated in high school, Jersey Community High School, in 1989.
I see. You're a youngster.
Yeah. I don't feel like that some days. Went to the University of Illinois for my undergraduate.
Nice.
Had really no idea probably what I wanted to do at that time.
Is that right? What happened?
I went in as an agricultural communications major because I really wanted to go to the University of Illinois. It was just a lot of family members have gone there. My dad, sister, sibling, aunts, uncles, lots of family had attended the University of Illinois. And I just like, that's where I really want to go.
Were you a football fan too?
I was.
A sports fan?
Yes.
Football, basketball?
Still am.
Okay, great.
Some days.
So you went there and then what happened?
So
you sprained your ankle?
No. Sitting in the middle of an ag econ class, and I thought, man, this is not really probably what I want to do for the rest of my life. So then I went and changed majors, changed colleges within the University of Illinois.
Uh-huh.
Went from agriculture college to liberal arts college. Went in, thought I might do advertising, marketing, something along the lines of that. Didn't like that either.
Well, you're just hard to please, aren't you?
I guess. I just hadn't found my niche.
Yeah, you weren't looking for it.
So I didn't. And I happened to pick up an elective sports medicine class that was taught by a physical therapist.
Yeah.
It was a night class.
Yeah.
Like 3-hour class. Went in, felt like I was sitting there for like 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, I really like this.
So
I marched across campus and went and applied to the College of Applied Life Studies and switched my major to athletic training. And then from there, decided athletic training is probably not, it's close to what I want to do, but not, and then found physical therapy.
I see. And you just fell in love with it.
I did.
A lot like you fell in love with Dave, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, where did you meet, how did you and Dave get together? So high school sweethearts?
Dave and I were high school sweethearts.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. High school sweethearts.
Yeah. And then went our separate ways. He went to college at Western Illinois University. And I went to the University of Illinois. He was a year older than I was.
Were you still dating, though, through college?
Off and on.
Off and on?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and then, yeah, ended up coming back. And I really thought, actually, when I left for college, I would never come back to Jerseyville. Mm-hmm. I was dusting my boots and,
yep. That
and,
happens
and
a lot.
Moving on. Yeah.
Yep.
And then he and I, you know, stayed together. And he's definitely a family person.
Oh, yeah.
And so he wasn't going to move. And his degree was in exercise science, so we had a lot of similarities as well.
Really?
With a minor in business.
Uh-huh.
And hence, I guess now he's using the business degree, obviously, way more.
Yes.
And works way more hours than he ever did, probably, as an exercise science major. But,
yeah.
But he does well. He excels at what he does.
Oh, yeah.
And
he does good.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
And such a help to the family business.
He's a people person. And, yeah, I don't know. My parents would probably not survive without him being there to still kind of run the show.
Yeah.
But it's kind of been a legacy of my dad to want to have that continue. So,
oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, that's kind of, so we're back. We're back in Jerseyville, and I would have never thought that. I when I found out that I really wanted to go to PT school, I didn't get accepted the first year. that I applied.
Huh.
I thought because I graduated with at University of Illinois with pretty high honors, I could probably just go wherever I wanted.
Yeah, I would think so.
I looked up, you know, the top physical therapy students in the physical therapy programs in the country, and I applied to all of those. And little did I know how competitive getting into physical therapy school was even back then.
Huh.
And so I didn't get in. And so I took a lapse year and came back here, and I found my very first boss, Bill Nash, who was with Alton Physical Therapy. Mm-hmm. He was kind of a friend of the family. Multiple family members had had knee surgeries, including my dad and my sister.
I see.
And so they had done some physical therapy, and then when they found out that that's kind of something I wanted to go into, we reached out to him, and he actually hired me as a physical therapy technician back in 1993.
Yes.
And actually, he helped mentor and get me in, you know, where I needed to be and up to par, I guess, to be able to get into and be more a little bit smarter about where I applied to go to PT schools. So then I went to St. Ambrose in Davenport, Iowa, for my PT degree. It was a very new program at the time, and graduated there in 97, and then came back and worked for him and repaid him for all the help and that he gave me. And I've been here ever since.
I'll be darned.
So, yeah.
And you had a couple children along the way.
I did.
Yes.
Yeah,
tell me about those.
Yeah. So I have, I had three children, pretty bang, boom, bang, 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 boom. So I had Blake, was born in 2000. And then we had a son, Mark, who was born in 2001. And then our daughter, Katie, was born in 2002. Mark, unfortunately, got neuroblastoma cancer. And passed when he was 2 years old.
Oh, that's so sad.
That's okay. He's in a good place.
Yes.
But my two kids are now grown, and both of them are hopefully kind of looking to stay in this area. Blake has actually followed in my footsteps. He's a physical therapist.
How about that?
Got his doctorate in May, and he works at our Alton clinic at Alton Physical Therapy in Alton. And is just excelling down there and seems to really like it and enjoy his patients. And I think his patients are enjoying him.
And the physical therapy at the Wellness Center has been there for 26 years. That's what I understand. Is that correct?
We actually have had that contract over 30 years.
Over 30?
Yes.
Oh, it's the Wellness Center.
The Wellness Center's been there for 26. But we actually were located in the hospital before they built the Wellness Center. And then it was just a perfect fit for them to move us over because we are so preventative and well-based. And it was just a good slide into, hey, let's do some physical therapy. And then hopefully, you know, you'll continue what we've taught you and you'll become a member of the Wellness Center. And you look at this beautiful facility that we have use this. And yeah, so that's kind of why they moved us over. When we moved over, we doubled our space.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And now we are just like a box. We are so out of space, but we make do. Mm-hmm. I have great staff that helps out and works through everything. And yeah.
You know, I was, okay, I went to physical therapy with you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like 4 months ago, I've been suffering through, I pulled a muscle in my lower back from lifting. I think I'm, you know, 30 instead of my age, you know, so.
Right. Happens to the best of us.
Yeah. And as I told you, I just popped when it happened. So I suffered through. I tried to work it out on my own. Right.
And I think a lot of people do try to do that.
I always thought
as
I could do
first
it.
Initial.
And
yes.
You know, I try to work through it. Like that's the way I always did when I was younger. Okay. You're in pain. Work through it. You can work through it. Never could really work through it. I never could just
needed that extra little boost to be able to help you get over that hump.
And then finally, I go to the doctor and I get Lily sees me.
Yes.
Right?
She's a physician's assistant.
Yes.
That's what my daughter's doing.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. And she listened to me and she prescribed some steroids for me. All right. And I did.
That helped.
I did the steroids. Oh, I felt like a new man. Within 5 days, I thought I was healed. So what do? I go right back where I started. Like, okay, I'm going to do this because I'm healed now. Didn't work that way.
Right. That muscle still had a strain in it.
It did.
It still was pulled.
And she says, I go, hey, I call up. I go, I need another round of those steroids. No more steroids.
Right.
I'm like, oh, I can't believe that. Got to go to therapy. Therapy? Huh. Therapy. I don't want to go to therapy. I don't have time for therapy.
Right. Yeah, and that's, I hear that a lot from a lot of patients.
Yeah. So, yeah. Therapy.
Yeah.
I've got.
Yeah. Therapy's not easy.
I want to be cured instantly.
Absolutely. And that's why a lot of people do like to take pain medicine or steroids. And again, they have their place by all means, but you got to fix that biomechanical problem.
Or yeah. Well, that's what you've
just
taught me.
Don't. Yes. It doesn't get better completely.
Hey, if you're just joining us, I have Debbie Sinclair Whitman. I like to throw that in there with us. She's the director of physical therapy at the Wellness Center, JCH Healthcare. She actually works for Alton Physical Therapy. We're talking about, getting better therapy, and she's doing a great job. I mean, I was really amazed. You were so busy. I come early in the morning,
Yes.
I've had like maybe 7 sessions or something. I'm going, getting ready to have my last one tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And you've worked wonders with me. It's yes. been great. And you guys are bouncing around and it's so busy in there,
We are extremely busy.
Yeah.
And I think most of my staff members find that they're probably better therapists when they are busy. Mm-hmm. I know I am, because I know what I've got to get in and get done and versus sitting around and just thinking, I feel like that almost, when we're slower, I'm a little bit more complacent versus being that active, busy, keeping me going from patient to patient, being like, oh, this is what I want to do with them today. And this is, I got to progress to this today. And like I said, that's a little bit easier, I think, when we do stay on that busy schedule. Hey, don't like crazy, but I like busy.
But let's talk about a few things for the listeners we'll go younger first. Younger people are a lot more flexible. I mean, when I was younger, I didn't have any issues at all. Even if I hurt myself, I would heal up faster.
Absolutely. It happens. And as we get a little age on us, it takes a little longer. Doesn't mean that it can't happen.
Yeah.
Again, you can train a muscle at any age. And so that's so important for our profession because that's a lot of what we do, whether it's orthopedics or neuro.
You train the muscle?
We train muscles and we train nerves. And you can even train nerves. And I say train nerves. A lot of times we're trying to decrease nerve pain because nerves can be very, very painful as people who have back, injuries and chronic pain in their low backs know that those nerves can be very, very painful and very debilitating. We see it a lot in the older folks who, again, they lose a little bit of their flexibility. They lose some of their core muscle strength in their back and their abdominals and their hips. And so we have to address that because a lot of times as they age, they get more narrowing and stenosis is what we call it in the spine. And what that does is it creates less room for those nerves to exit out where they're supposed to. And sometimes, we get patients and they'll say, I can walk forever if I, push a cart or if I can wheel a walker.
Yeah.
But if I'm just trying to stand up on my own, I can make it, 100 feet and then pain just starts down my legs.
I'll be darned.
And that's because of the compression of those nerves that happens that sends that pain down those legs. And that's called spinal stenosis. It's pretty common, especially the older we tend to get. But we can help with that as well, depending on the level of what you have. But a lot of times, you can strengthen up those muscles to try to give your back extra support. I've had some people that can come in and they can only walk, 5 or 10 feet. And then before they're leaving, they're, up to a quarter or a half mile.
Yeah.
And that doesn't seem like much for some people. And especially younger people, they think quarter mile, that's a block around a city block or a walk around a city block. But a quarter mile to some people that are older, that's
a
big deal. That's a big deal.
Yes, it is.
And so, especially, like I said, if they could only do, 5 or 10 feet or stand up, and then the second they stood, they were having pain, shooting down those legs.
Hey, I got a question for you.
Sure.
For the listeners, what are some preventive things? First of all, for young people, anything that you want to shout out there for young people that are in sports, how they should should be doing to keep from getting injured?
Absolutely. I mean, obviously, if you're in sports, strength training is key, but flexibility is as well.
Okay.
So there's a balance between flexibility and strength that needs to occur. And I think, and Blake is actually trying to kind of start more with the sports medicine side of the physical therapy as well, down at the Alton Clinic, and trying to hit those athletes kind of as an injury prevention, enhancement programs that, you know, they can do screenings on and identify some of maybe those biomechanical issues that even kids are having at middle school, you know, to help prevent things from maybe transpiring as they get older, or things maybe that they're lifting improperly in the weight room, you know, things like that we really should be watching those kiddos do that and help with those athletes. You know, so from that standpoint, the young kids at that middle school age, I feel like that's the big proponent. As we, you know, graduate high school and we start our jobs and things like that, you know, we're still in pretty decent shape for most people at that age.
From 25 to
30, 40-ish.
Yeah, 30, 40-ish.
Yes. But at that same time, I feel like that's kind of also where we see people maybe kind of forget that we need to train still for our jobs, especially like the laborious jobs. You know, your plumbers, your electrician, your construction workers. You know, they go and they do heavy labor jobs all day, every day. And they're really putting that strain on the body. And that's great until something's not great.
Yeah.
You know, you can get a breakdown, maybe a minor, you know, little small tear in the shoulder that you don't even know you have.
So what's your suggestion? Should they stretch?
So they should probably
before they start working,
you know, some stretching. And there's actually companies that do mandate that their employees do stretches every morning before they start their jobs. But again, your self-employed, you know, employees and things like that maybe don't quite get that. But I think sometimes we just forget that we should still be training our bodies to be able to do what we're asking them to do every single day.
It never stops.
It never stops. I mean, it's like a runner who, or a marathoner who, if all they tried to do is run and run and run and run and run, they're probably not going to be a very successful marathoner because that also entails strength training. So,
yeah. How about the new thing out there? Pickleball. Have you had any injuries from pickleball?
I think I have job security with pickleball.
Okay, really what's happening? Okay, let's give the inside what people need to do when they're playing pickleball.
They're intense. They're competitive.
Yeah.
You know, and they like, they don't want to miss that ball. So again, pickleball. Again, that kind of relates to like running. Pickleball is a sport, just like running is a sport. So again, strength training, flexibility, stretching, those are all going to be things
Pickleball. Right. If you don't play pickleball, you've got to train a little bit.
A little training.
Yeah,
helps.
A little lifting.
Yes.
A little lifting,
a little stretching.
And you have all the equipment at the wellness center. You can go through and run.
Yeah, absolutely.
And you have a little strength.
Right. So we've seen anything from like a fractured hip from pickleball to a torn Achilles tendon with pickleball, a couple wrist fractures again. You know, that's the thing with pickleball. It's cutting, you know, back and forth. And so you got to have a lot of ankle stability, hip stability, you know, flexibility to be able to, you know, really play that. Especially, like I said, the league that we have here in town, I hear it's pretty competitive. I've not gone to try to play against any of those people, but I don't think I'm up to their caliber.
I mean, Brenda, my wife Brenda, right? She didn't take PE. She took a D in PE because she didn't want to sweat like in the first couple hours and then have to do her hair and makeup and all that. So she just took a D and that's it. She was not into sports or anything like that. You know, not that she couldn't do it, but she just was not her bag. But now she's crazy about pickleball. Yeah.
But she also comes in and trains.
Yeah. And she's
at the wellness center does her
yoga.
Yes. Stretches.
Gets her massages
You know, just, it's all part of the wellness. Eats right.
Eats
all
right.
All the nutrition stuff. That's all. I mean, that's a big part of it too.
Is it okay? A few things though, let's talk about before we run out of time. Is some things that you offer, like this, dry needling?
Yes.
Tell me about that.
Yeah. So that's a fairly new physical therapy procedure. It's not the same as acupuncture. It's similar. Mm-hmm. So there are needles that are used. Francine Brady, who is a physical therapist with me and has been with me for 2 years, she is the therapist in Jerseyville that does our dry needling. She is certified to do upper extremity cervical region, and she just recently, a few weeks ago, finished her lower extremity.
What's it do, though? What's the dry needling?
So it goes in and it triggers into the muscle tissue and kind of releases like what we call an acetylcholine, which kind of helps with triggering and decrease pain reduction.
Yeah.
And like spasms, things like that. So people who respond very well to this are people who have like cervical headaches, trigger points from like bad posturing, elbow tendonitises, Achilles tendonitises, you know, so those are some of the things that like we really like to treat with that dry needling.
I see.
Versus
the dry needling versus taking like a lot of medicine or something for it, right?
Yeah. I mean, yes, correct. Yeah, I'm always one that doesn't like, I mean, if we can kind of get you off medicines, you know, that's always a bonus, you know, or at least reduce maybe the amount of pain medicines or you know, ibuprofens, things like that people have to take.
Yes.
You know, try to reduce that because obviously those have effects on the body. Whereas even though physical therapy is a little more work and the dry needling doesn't have, there's no medicine being injected with that. It's just your own body's response to the needling that's allowing some of those endorphin or the acetylcholines and stuff like that to relax the tissues and make them feel better. You know, I'm always a proponent of that versus, like I said, trying to, I mean, don't get me wrong, there's a time for, you know, medicines, but, and medicines sometimes help us very acutely on, you know, with patients to be able to do a little bit more that they couldn't do, you know, if they're not on medicines.
I might've made it on the steroids if I would have just been a little less aggressive because I thought I was automatically healed, but I wasn't.
Right. So if we can guide that a little bit and you know, we've called physicians before and been like, hey, this person, I'm really not getting where I need to be. You know, even for instance, like with a total knee replacement that maybe isn't allowing some bending and stretching in the knee and not really relaxing well and fighting that tension, you know, and they really need to get that knee to bend. You know, we've worked with physicians sometimes on that as well. You know, let's try to add maybe a little bit of a medication here that they can take before they come to therapy, able to make that more effective.
You've got so many things going on there. You've got the aquatics, the anti-gravity treadmill, lymphedema. What's lymphedema?
So lymphedema is the lymphatic system in your body handles like your fluids and your infections. And we have lymph nodes. People a lot of times know about lymph nodes because of breast cancer, things like that.
Right.
Different cancers that they've messed with like they've had to do biopsy of the lymph nodes or even removal of lymph nodes. But when that happens and they mess with the lymph nodes, sometimes people can get excessive swelling in like say the side of the arm with the breast cancer. And so it used to be that years and years ago, they used to say, well, that's just the swelling that you get after you've had breast cancer. So you just live with it. And what they've actually found is that with the lymphedema drainage techniques and things like that, that you can kind of reroute that fluid into other lymph pockets and try to use like compression bandages and compression sleeves.
Who would have thought to reduce you could do that? That's great.
So,
believe it or not, we've run out of time for this episode.
Perfect. That's okay with me. I made it through it.
Yes, you've done great. Been very informative. Yes, it's great. Thanks so much for coming in.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it. I might have to have you back.
I'm sure I can always talk about therapy. I mean, I don't work a day in my life because I really love what I do. So it's easy for me to talk about it.
Oh, well, you're good at it.
Well, I don't know about that, but thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Absolutely.
Take care.